Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
It's 7:43. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Joining us for the Israel report this morning is Olivia Rafovich. She's a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces, a former foreign media spokesperson and military expert for I-24 News. Olivia Rafovich, good morning. Thank you for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning. When I hear your voice, I'm okay.
That's good. That is a big compliment. I appreciate that. What is the latest happening in Gaza? Are we seeing an end? Is the end of this war almost in sight?
The end will be when the hostages, now 56, among them 20 are alive, will be back to Israel, and when Hamas is not anymore a threat and is fully, totally dismantled for the good sake of Israel and also for the Gazan people. Right now we see maybe the first signs of a big change, and it's mainly because we have settled a new process of humanitarian assistance distribution for the Gazan people without the possibility that Hamas will actually disrupt this assistance and will use it for getting money by selling it back to the people in Gaza. And this process right now, just I will give you some figures. In the last week, when it started with the Gazan Humanitarian Foundation, mm-hmm. with American support, has distributed more than 8.5 million meals to the people.
Incredible.
And in different centers of distribution. We know that Hamas is actually lying by trying to lie concerning this process. You know, they are accusing Israel by different means that there have been shooting against the people, but everything is blatant fake news. Actually, the work is going on, and it's not perfect, of course. You know, we are in a war zone, but we cannot say that officially that there is no famine and no policy of right. starving people like they used to say. So all of that is actually reducing the power of Hamas, the control of Hamas on the Gazan population, which is very, very important for the following days, weeks in Gaza.
And the fact that there is an increase in this fake news and these types of stories, does it indicate even more so that Hamas is becoming more desperate and is going to be trying anything to get Israel to try and stop? To try and stop Israel.
The day people start to understand, and they are starting to understand, that something is going on in Gaza concerning Hamas propaganda process, and when the food is flowing to Gazan people, and it will be more and more clear for the world, then the attempts of Hamas to lie and to bring fake news, many times, by the way, they are used by UN agencies, and also we'd like to say something about the UN agencies in Gaza, make that we see some kind of power reduction of Hamas. And again, I have to be very, very cautious, because Hamas is still holding 56 hostages, and they have still people and armed people in Gaza, of course, and we have to be very cautious when we speak about Hamas situation. because you know that 2 years ago, almost on 7th of October, one of the main reasons of his colossal failure was that we didn't really assess the real intention and the real capabilities of Hamas, and we paid a terrible price. So we have to be cautious when we say that there is a process of ending Hamas, but until the end is the end, we cannot say that it's the end.
There seems to have been a shift in how Hamas is conducting this part of the war, where it's really all about booby traps and setting traps for the IDF. Is this something that has been noted, or is it just something that's been going on all the time? Are you seeing the shift?
Now, what we see is a change of modus operandi of Hamas, meaning that they are not trying to face-to-face combat our people. They prefer, and they did, like you just said, they booby-trapped houses and other places, or they put bombs in the ground, under the ground, when our vehicles are passing over. So they manipulate and they make these bombs exploding. We lost four soldiers during the week, three in a booby trap. In a bomb on the road when the safety vehicle, the number two, arrived on the scene, and then they were caught by this bomb, and we lost three soldiers, and two were badly injured. And booby trapped is a phenomenon of guerrilla warfare.
Right.
But just one thing I would like to say, that we also have changed our way to strike in Gaza. We don't maneuver, even if we have five divisions inside the Gaza Strip. We don't maneuver on a very visible way. We are striking by pushing commandos type units against specific targets, and we don't face, again, I repeat, masses of terrorists facing us. We have to go to very minutious, very if the word is right, very specific target, and it's like almost a hunt work, if you try to say.
Let's just shift to have a look at what's happening in Lebanon. There seems to be a significant amount of activity with Israel bombing what they're saying is a drone manufacturing plant or plants. What do we know about what happened here?
Actually, our intelligence has identified several buildings being actually the manufacturing sites for producing thousands, I'm saying thousands, of drones with Iran money and Iranian know-how. So when we identify this thing, the government decided to strike, and we did it yesterday in the south part of Beirut, Dahiya, which is the main center of the Hezbollah headquarters. And what we see actually a willingness of Hezbollah to reconstruct, reform with Iranian money. And this time, and we say it very clearly, we will not accept in any way that Hezbollah will be again a threat. It was a threat for years for Israel. You know, many years we knew about it, but we didn't do anything. This time, when we see something, when we know something, and when there is a need to act, we do it. But like yesterday, we announced previously that people to get away, to leave, without we strike, we don't want to have any civilian casualties, but we don't allow Hezbollah to reform and to be what they want to be, again, a threat for Israel.
What do we know about the Hezbollah leadership? We know that Israel removed over a period removed a significant amount of Hezbollah leadership and injured many, many more. What do we know about who is heading up the organization currently?
Right now, the name of the leader is Naim Qassem. He used to be the number two for years with for Nasrallah. He is not a key figure like Nasrallah was. He's not the same kind of man. He's not a real charismatic leader. But he is right now in charge. Unlike it is a case, you know, when there is money and there is still ideology and the Iranian boss is still behind the scene. So you have all the spices to prepare a very spicy and dangerous meal, which is called Hezbollah. And in this matter, the Lebanese government is doing a lot in the south part of Lebanon, trying to dismantle Hezbollah positions. But still, Lebanese government is not strong enough. The Lebanese army is not strong enough. So Israel is obliged to strike like yesterday. And even if the Lebanese government is criticizing Israel, we can understand that Lebanon understand that Hezbollah is maybe the most serious threat for Lebanese return to a full sovereignty and to full normal life. Because until Hezbollah remains like a state in the state, Lebanon cannot develop itself and become a normal state.
So when we hear that Lebanon is highly critical of Israel's attack on Beirut, is it to be taken just as something that they need to say, or are they genuinely upset about it? Because in reality, surely Israel is helping them out.
I think that you have the answer on your question.
Right. So that that they need to be, they need to just make these public statements, but in fact they recognize that this isn't something that they should be condemning.
Exactly, you know, Hezbollah has led Lebanon to civil wars without a Lebanese decision. Right. Actually, Hezbollah was the almost the state deciding if Lebanon goes to war or not to war. And this situation should be ended. And now there is an American and French mechanism for keeping the ceasefire alive. And I believe that when we identify such a big threat like thousands of drones to be produced in the Dahiya, which is the southward neighborhood in Beirut, we have previously I would say announced to the American and maybe the French also that we are going to do something, not because we want to attack Lebanon, but because we want to destroy a threat also for Lebanese sovereignty. Now the government of Lebanon is the government, and of course they cannot say that it's nice to be attacked by Israel. So I believe that they do what they have to do, but actually they understand that for their own interest, Hezbollah should be totally dismantled and disappear from the map. But right now, Israel is doing the dirty job.
Right.
By the way, we are doing the dirty work also for the Palestinians in Gaza against Hamas. You know, beside Israel, no one else is doing what we are doing. And at the end of the day, because there will be at the end of the day, people will understand that what we did for Israel's interest was also the Palestinian interest against Hamas and the Lebanese interest against Hezbollah. And maybe also other countries are waiting for us to do the dirty work against the bad people. I'm not going to elaborate, of course, about who that are they.
Right. And then the final point that I wanted to chat to you about was the operation yesterday that recovered two hostage bodies from southern Gaza. Tell us a little bit more about this.
This operation was based on the precise and accurate intelligence that we received and collected from terrorists who have been arrested by our forces on the Shin Bet, the Shabak, the internal security service, actually got this information, what we call in Hebrew, Idiot Zav, golden intelligence, golden information, meaning that when we got information, we could go to Khan Yunis in the south of the Gaza Strip, and without any too many details, special forces and the Shabak forces actually got the couple, American-Israeli couple, back to Israel. They were murdered on the 7th of October by the group called Kataib al-Mujahideen, which is the brigade of the Islamist, whatever, close to Hamas. And just to make it clear, the same group has actually kidnapped Shiri Kfir and Ariel Bibas on the 7th of October, and they murdered them. So this group was not only a group kidnapping, so the group who were some murdered all of these kidnapped people, like Bibas family, except of course the Yarden, and this nice couple. He was 72 years old, she was 70 years old.
Crazy.
They were, and she was special, but just to say something, she was a Jedi, she was an English teacher, and specifically teaching disabled children with a problem. She was very known all over the what we call Otef Aza, the envelope of Gaza, all these kibbutzim and areas. She was a very, very nice, very appreciated person.
It's absolutely horrific, but I guess the comfort in that is that they can finally be buried as with the respect that they should have, that they should be given. Olivia Rafovich, thank you as always. Olivia is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces, former foreign media spokesperson, and a military expert for I-24 News. He brought us the Israel Report this morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.